College, Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
I can go all the way back to Moses. That's some black folks in Jewish history. Solomon, I can go all the way back, and we ought to understand that we are a uniquely important people, and we always getting picked on just like the Jewish people. Isn't that ironic? But God says, if I be for you, I'm more. My brothers and sisters, we serve a mighty God. God is watching the conscience of a nation. God always have time for us, for he never slumbers nor sleeps. Start praying. It is God's desire to be first in our life, for he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And every great nation that stood pompously saying that they were great ultimately failed because they did away and put God out. Where's America today? Watch and see what happened. I said a long time ago, any nation that turns its back against God, God will deal with the nation. God desires to have a love relationship with us. For he said, he first loved us. He first loved us. It was God who initiated this love. And if we desire to be like him, we must love. For he said, we must love thy neighbor as thyself. Who is my neighbor? Every man is your neighbor. For God love is timely. I have learned that God had a prescribed time for Jesus to enter into the world. For there had been 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament, where he did not give a prophetic word. There were preachers, there were prophets, but God wasn't speaking. Because there was a change about to take place between the law and grace. The law, God's holy word. And something was coming to change the format of everything. God was silent, Antioch. But God was working and orchestrating and showing and revealing to us that he had a masterful plan. And what this revealed to us is when God is silent within our lives, he is working. I have learned to be still and let God handle it. There are times when God has to move obstacles and roadblocks out of the way in accomplishing things for us. Because if you get ahead of God, you are creating more issues for yourself. I have had men who served under me who got ahead of what God was doing. And I said, if you get ahead of God, you're going to run into some stuff. Because when you get ahead of God, it's you doing it and not God doing it. Let God place you where he desires for you to be. In Ecclesiastes, it states, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. God has a season and a purpose for us. It ain't no accident that preachers are preaching in pulpits all over this world. God has designated them to preach the truth. God has placed them in a position of authority and power because God then have called them into a holy call to live a life that's honoring him. And an awesome responsibility is placed on God's man. And it doesn't matter what we go through, God says, I'm for you. He said, if they went at my son, how much more do you think they would go at you? And so I said, Lord, he said, but you signed up for this. If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. You signed up for this. You said you love me. And so show me your love. For God so loved the world. Show me your love. God is working with us and through us to accomplish his purpose and plan for our lives. When we think about God's love, being on time, Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5 states, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive adoption as son. God had a prescribed time to reveal to the world his only begotten son. And God ain't gonna get in no hurry. It doesn't matter how much we try to get God to act and move on our behalf, he acts and moves on his time frame. That word time in the original Greek is chronos. Put it down, guys. Chronos. It's where we get the word chronological. God had a chronological time for him to send his son into the world. And God was not going to get in a hurry. For Jesus came over 42 generations, demonstrating the authority, demonstrating the power, demonstrating the love of God the Father Almighty. God had a prescribed time to reveal his one and only son. Galatians said, in the fullness of time, he sent his son to redeem us that were under the law, so that we might become adopted sons. The fullness of time is a time when God's people could at last claim their promised inheritance. Explain it. Prior to this time, Antioch, they were like children. But now, in Christ is a prepositional phrase. I'm taking you to school. In Christ is a prepositional phrase. We are all one in Christ. We have been baptized in Christ, restored in Christ, regenerated in Christ. But most of all, we're saved because of Christ. Christ is the reason for this prepositional phrase. As mature children, they had received the full rights to their promised inheritance. How does that apply to me? Let me put it this way. As a child, my biological father left his children an inheritance. There's some land in South Dallas. There's some property. There's some things that Dad left. But I couldn't receive it until my inheritance was due. When we think about that inheritance, it was under the law. I can't violate the law to get my inheritance because legally it still belonged to my father, but when my father passes it on, I can get it. So my inheritance was under the law. But under grace, as believers, we now have been adopted in, because under the law, you were not saved by your holiness and righteousness. Because all of us had a sin nature.
Yeah.
For all of us have sinned and come. How short is your short?
Yeah. Yeah.
And come short of the glory of God. Salvation was not under the law. Salvation came under grace. We have been adopted in. We are now inheriting the thing that he had promised Abraham. He said, you shall be the father of many nations. And then he went to Moses and said, take these children who are stubborn and hard-headed, who have served other gods at times, and lead them into the promised land. Because I've got something better for them in store. And so Christ came in the fullness of time, demonstrating the authority of God. Christ came and fulfilled the law so that you and I would not be held under the law of sin and death, so that you and I could receive grace, God's unmerited favor.
Yeah.
Anybody need a favor? God's unmerited favor. My brothers and sisters, as believers, we've been adopted in. We now have something to shout about. This love that we speak of, that God has given us, is God manifested in flesh. He is a mighty God. God is love.
Yes, he is.
And when Philip said, show us the Father that we may suffice him. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. For I and the Father are one. So he was God manifested in flesh.
Yeah.
Right. So we're wondering, what does God look like? When you see Jesus, you've seen him. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, this love was real. This love was unconditional and unmerited. This love was reuniting man back to the Father. We were separated because of disobedience, and now we are reunited because of the love and the completed work of Christ. I get excited when I think about what Christ has done. I get excited when I think about how he came into this world, the only man that was born to die. We are born to live, and yet we live in war and wrestle and fight with one another. God like us the way we are. We are all made uniquely different colors. Let me make it plainer. Ain't nobody in here got the same fingerprint. And God knows all of us. Even a mother that has identical twin can tell the one twin from another, because there's some systemic differences between one and another. We serve a God who has made all 8-point-something billion people in the world. All of us are created by God, and God knows every single thing about us. And we ain't hiding nothing from him, because God is omnipotent. God knows us. He has power, and he is omniscient. He knows the things that we get into. You know that stuff you stole when you was a kid? He knew it. You know when you cheat on your wife? Why do men head drop when I say that? He knows it. But wait a minute, some women cheat on their husband. He knows it. Let me tell you about God. God knows us. He knows our frailties. All of us were born with a sin nature. We all know how to sin. Even a baby knows.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, today is known as Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lent season. And these are the people who are celebrating this day as their birthday, the 18th of February. Let's say happy birthday to Leo Cohey.